From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, well, a lot of good stuff and just a lot of different stuff, I would say. All available at podcastarena.com. Some breaking news. A federal judge has ordered Baylor to hand over all evidence used by Pepper Hamilton in its review of the university's handling of sexual crimes under the watch of former head coach Art Briles and former university president Ken Starr. District Court Judge Robert Pittman, overseeing a Title IX lawsuit that filed last year by three women who claimed to be victims of sexual abuse by members of the Baylor football program, commanded Baylor to release evidence, including any recorded interviews and notes used during the investigation.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I am too.
I want to know what's going on.
So maybe we'll find out a little more of the truth there.
Hey, I found a, I guess it's sort of an excerpt from a home economics book in 1950. So the year you were born.
Stop that.
It's shame. Called Tips to Look After Your Husband.
Okay.
And I just wanted to kind of let you know the kind of world that we used to live in and how great things used to be for a man in this world. It says, have dinner ready. This is to a woman, letting their woman know how to treat their husband.
Okay.
It says, tips to look after your husband. Have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready on time. This is a way of letting him know that you've been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospects of a good meal are part of the warm welcome needed. You agree with that?
Okay.
Jong, you agree with that, right?
I like to cook.
I like to eat out, so I'm gonna go with that doesn't appeal to me.
Okay. How about prepare yourself? Take 15 minutes to rest so you will be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. He has just been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interesting. His boring day may need a little lift.
Okay, I like that one part because that implies threesome.
Yeah. Not all the way gay, but a little bit gay.
Yeah, just a threesome.
You good with that, Jung?
I don't know why you would want your wife to wear makeup at home.
Junk, so she'll look fresh and not look like the people you've been working with all day. You don't want to go home and have your wife looking like me and Fred, do you? That would be horrible. Clear away the clutter. Make one last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives. Gather up school books, toys, paper, etc. Then run a dust cloth over the tables. Your husband will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will give you a lift, too. We can all agree with that, right? You want to come home to a clean house.
I pay somebody to do that.
Okay.
Wait, is this for, like, every single day?
Yes! God. This was the expectation of women back then. Our women now are slackers.
Yeah, 409 says, have you never watched Mad Men? Because this is basically the women of Mad Men. This is what they grew up with.
This is important. And, Jong, you'll learn about this eventually. Fred, you should know about this now. Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces, comb their hair, and, if necessary, change their clothes. They are little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part.
What if you're a woman who works? How does this work?
Well, get home from work and get busy.
Well, this was written in the 50s, right?
Yeah, women weren't working back then, Fred.
So basically, you were telling them how to be house servants.
I mean, not really. They were just. This is how women pulled their weight back then.
Well, isn't your wife a stay at home mom?
Yes.
So you should be reading this to her.
I've already forwarded the email. minimize all noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of washer, dryer, dishwasher, or vacuum. Try to encourage the children to be quiet. Be happy to see him. Greet him with a warm smile. And be glad to see him. That's a good idea. Have, make sure you have all the dishwashing and clothes and the laundry, all that stuff done before I get home.
See, I kind of do a lot of that stuff.
Maybe I should read this to your wife.
Probably.
Clearly not wearing the pants in your house. Here's some don'ts.
Okay.
Don't greet him with problems or complaints. Don't complain if he's late for dinner. Count this as a minor inconvenience compared with what he might have gone through that day.
Yeah, I might have had to stop by the bar and have a few drinks after
right.
work. Yeah.
Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or suggest he lie down in the bedroom. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in a low, soft, soothing, and pleasant voice. Allow him to relax and unwind.
What happened to all these women?
I don't know. Listen to him. You may have a lot of things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Make the evening his. Never complain if he does not take you out to dinner or to other forms of entertainment. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure, his need to come home and relax. Overall, the main goal is to try to make your home a place of peace and order where your husband can renew himself in body and spirit. Seems pretty legit to me.
281 says, clearly no one wants to admit it. Sounds awesome.
I fully think it does. You and Jong are acting like it's nonsense.
210, is there a make me a sandwich rule?
No. It's a hot meal, not a sandwich.
My wife doesn't work and she would stab me in the face if I demanded that.
Well...
713 maybe. Says, when men were men.
Maybe that's a you problem. Guy getting stabbed in the face.
Please post this link to Facebook. I need AJ's voice playing in the background while my wife reads it. Interesting. Well, just have her listen to the podcast. That's a way to do it. Say, honey, you need to learn from this. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Man thinks about a little bit of baby girls and a baby boys. Man make them happy, 'cause man make them toys. And after man make everything, everything, yeah.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Disco says, wow, the war on men has really been bad to y'all. Well, it has. The struggle's real. It is. It's funny. I'm going to try to throw that at my wife and see what she says.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife, who goes to work at 7:30 every morning and works until I pick her up at 7:25. I don't think she's going to approve. But it was a different time. You know what that reminds me of? That Netflix thing. I think it was either Netflix or Amazon. That Good Girls Revolt.
Yeah.
That reminds me a lot of that. Because obviously that's how they were... That's the book they grew up with. But home ec, you were supposed to grow up to be a housewife.
Right.
So maybe you should defend that a little more. I don't know. You know what? I've got to do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. In the continuing saga of... weird places to have sex in public. We go to Wisconsin.
Oh, it's this Joel Blank story.
I could see Joel Blank doing this.
Oh, boy.
Where a couple at the... Oh, you've got the All right, let's do the TV version of it.
Inside State Fair Park's Coliseum, you're bound to be entertained by the animals on display.
You know, we're here for a horse show or a dog show, not to make babies.
But over the weekend, it was this couple in the stands putting on a show of their own. Video and photos of a man and woman having sex on these bleachers were quickly shared on social media.
I wouldn't think you'd see something like that here. This is for families. Not that.
Dawn Major and her son had no idea they were sitting in the same spot where the couple was caught in the act.
There's place for that. Go home.
They switched seats right after our interview. At one point, with his bare buttocks exposed.
Oh, and he's like waving like, hey, what's up? I'm on TV. All right.
The man is seen waving at the person recording him. The spokeswoman for State Fair declined to speak with us on camera, but in a statement, she tells Fox 6 the incident is appalling and inexcusable and goes on to say a thorough investigation was conducted and the video was removed.
The suspected couple was later identified as Desiree Anderson, 28, and Robert Beasley, 28. They were taken into custody, and the case has been referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office for potential criminal charges.
The story I've got says that they used to be married to each other.
Hmm.
So clearly...
Well, no, this one says they are married.
Oh, okay. Mine says that they were married to each other, not married anymore.
Ah.
It also says that he is a pro wrestler in some kind of Wisconsin wrestling organization. And he goes by the name of Bobby Valentino.
Okay. Well, that should help his wrestling career.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know much about Wisconsin State Fair because all I know when I hear Wisconsin is Joel Blank. But I would assume that that happens there all the time.
It seems like state fairs, I think a lot of things happen at state fairs that we don't want to know about.
Yeah. Now, sometimes it's probably like back where in the animal stalls or something like that. I'm sure it's not in the bleachers where people are sitting.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it unique. But that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Just because I like how the other people switch seats when they heard about the sex, like they're going to catch the seat sex bug.
And yeah, and like it's not too late already.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're at a state fair, there's enough filth running around that place. It's not going to make it any worse. I guarantee you've already stepped in cow dew somewhere or horse dew. And I mean, those places are filthy. Well, I mean, you've been to the livestock show and rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff sticks to the seats, everything else. And not that you want other person's sex on you, but that's the least of your worries there. I guarantee you there's cockroaches. I mean, it's a mess. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. The other one I had was apparently, did you see this advertisement that this travel company did that basically shows a bunch of naked flight attendants?
No.
Yeah. It says apparently they're catching a lot of grief for this, which I'm for, don't get me wrong. Says it's meant to symbolize that the using of the company adds nothing to the price of a plane ticket. So basically it's got, you know, these girls standing there. They're holding their flight attendant hats over their lowers.
Okay.
And then there's basically a strip thing over their uppers. And very attractive. But
what's the problem?
People find it offensive and objectifying. This is so shallow.
People find everything offensive.
The company must be really in trouble to release it. I will never buy tickets from them, one woman said after watching the video.
What airline is it?
It's Choco Travel in Russia.
Oh.
But basically, they also did one with men. And nobody really said anything. Russia Today reported Choco Travel director Nikolay Mazentsev defended the video on Facebook. He said the video is bold and shocking, but we did not want to hurt anyone's feelings, and we regret it if it happened. Shows exactly as much as you can see on any beach or in the pool. You do not attack girls in short skirts and people in swimsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Nikolai. Why? Well, you know what? Ban all those bra ads from the newspapers. Those are offensive.
To you?
No, not offensive to me.
See, I'm okay with them.
Yeah, I kind of like them. That was, when I was a kid, that was one of the few things I could actually look at.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Before I could start stealing Playboys and whatnot.
So, yeah, I used to get that Fredericks of Hollywood catalog.
I was okay with, I think it was the Macy's ads or something, that, but they were always on.
You jerked off to Macy's ads?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's hardcore.
I'm telling you.
You must have been really poor.
we weren't well off, I can say that.
You're jerking off to the newspaper.
I couldn't afford a Playboy until I started a paper route when I was like 12.
Although maybe, like, you remember in the old days, there would be the, in the back of the newspaper, like usually in the back of the sports page, there would be the strip club advertisements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those sometimes got some work from me.
Yeah. It depends on the right ones.
Yeah.
I remember.
If it was black and white, I was out.
There was a time when we were making so much money at the newspaper that we could afford to tell those people we didn't need their business anymore. Bet you they're regretting that one now. That's pretty good business. Yeah, but just, you know, the basically women in underwear in those big ads.
Yeah.
That was, oh well. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Did you see that Mike Gundy, with his 40 rant, is now almost 50?
I know.
He's a man. But I can't believe it's been 10 years since that happened. Well, I guess it makes sense because we got our 10-year parties coming up.
Yeah.
I was still in college.
When that happened, that was one of the reasons why I started thinking about radio, because Granato had me on to talk about how I would deal with my reporter if that had happened and how I would have dealt with the coach.
Come after me.
Yeah.
That's what Fred would have said.
Yeah, I probably would have. I don't actually remember all the details of it, but I think it was, there were some issues with the initial story that probably would not have come out if that person had worked for me. But all right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975.
If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I'm talking about this article. 3/4 of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me, but you didn't have that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Don't write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true!
That's not true.
Still one of my favorites. A32 says it was Jet Beauty of the Week for me. And 409 said my mom's Victoria's Secret mags. I'll tell you one that a lot of people from my era, they'll never admit to, but it's probably the first time they saw Iraq. National Geographic.
Usually those were like...
They were hardcore.
They were down to a belly button.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Somebody says they think they just heard a beer can open in here. No?
No.
We're pretty open about when we're drinking. We haven't had... Well, you guys drank beer Monday.
I haven't
since a few weeks ago. We're about due for a Friday drink-a-thon before football gets started.
I'm not opposed.
Yeah, but you're not here next Friday.
No. Maybe the Friday before the regular season starts up.
That's probably a good idea. We should have our preseason football in studio party. Unofficial, of course. But
I take it we're going to be doing a show on Labor Day after college football weekend.
Yeah. No, we always, yeah, that goes without saying. What the hell is going on? Who's yelling out there now?
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Somebody's yelling.
Sounds like I'm listening to a Patrick Creighton show.
It might have been Patrick Creighton.
Yeah, possibly. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Got anything else you wanted to get to?
Yeah. I had a... remember I was talking earlier about how important... Like, Ed Sheeran, he doesn't need his phone. Like, he doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I wish I was that evolved. I'm somewhere in between Ed Sheeran and this guy. A 22-year-old man from South Carolina died trying to get his cell phone from a burning mobile home.
Oh, God.
The coroner said the 22-year-old man was inside the mobile home when the fire broke out about 3 a.m. on Friday. A 17-year-old female and another woman were also in the trailer at the time of the incident. He said all three made it out safely, but the man went back in to get his cell phone and didn't make it back out. We're pretty sure the fire started in a front bedroom and spread throughout the trailer. He went back in there for his phone and was overcome by smoke inhalation. Most likely we found him later in the back bedroom. There's an investigation as to how the fire started, but,
do you think he was screaming, "Can you hear me now?"
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just asking.
The broadcaster also reported that this is the second time the victims have had a fire this year. The previous incident occurred earlier in the year and was determined to have been caused by an electrical fire from an air conditioning unit. Authorities suspect the latest blaze may have been started by a cigarette. But either way, that guy's cell phone, really important to him.
Well,
mine's somewhere in between Ed Sheeran, I don't need to have a cell phone, and 22-year-old South Carolina man who was willing to die for his cell phone.
Well, you had to live without a cell phone in Vegas that time.
That was tough.
Yeah, that
it was tough, but it wasn't like dying.
It wasn't worth going back in to get it out of the burning building.
No.
So... yeah, that is pretty hardcore. I mean, okay, how far would you go for yourself? Would you reach into a toilet?
Yeah.
A full toilet?
Was it my poo or someone else's?
Someone else's.
Hmm.
I know how you are about poo. You have a poo phobia.
I think I would flush the toilet and hope that my phone didn't go down the flush hole, and then I would get it out.
A porta potty?
Oh, no. It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just gone at that point.
It's you have to say goodbye.
Sometimes you just say, you know what? It's gone.
And you go get a new phone.
Yeah.
Because sometimes goodbye is insurance, a second chance.
Yeah. You know? And this sort of goes back to your gym of the day about public sex. Well, this story is about public masturbation. Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville. Underrated city, though. I like Louisville. I like it quite a bit.
Where Robert McCoy, who I'm going to call Bobby for the purposes of this story.
Probably Bobby Joe.
Bobby McCoy, who's got a handlebar mustache. Police were called to Landon Memorial Park on a report of a man masturbating in the bushes. The victim also said, and there's a victim to this, by the way, also said the suspect was following them and watching them play. When police arrived at the park, they said a man matching the description took off on his moped.
Oh, God.
But Bobby says it's just a misunderstanding. You see, officer, I was urinating when my pants fell down. And then I was startled by a groundhog, which forced me to show my penis to the victim. Like, I was looking, I was peeing in the opposite direction of the victim, but the groundhog startled me, and I turned away and exposed myself to the victim here. The officer probably gave, you know, he probably said, okay, I'll listen to your story.
It's almost believable.
It's almost believable. But then when he typed Bobby's name into his computer, he saw that Bobby's a registered sex offender.
Oh, so he didn't get off.
Yeah.
No, as like he got arrested.
Yes, he got arrested, Jong. He didn't get off in the park.
What about the groundhog?
There's no word on the groundhog's condition at this point. Bobby McCoy was booked in the Louisville Metro Department of Corrections and charged
Bobby Joe. He's with, Bobby Joe.
With sexual abuse.
What? Yeah, he almost got away with it, not for those meddling kids.
If it weren't for that groundhog.
And the groundhog, yeah. Hey, did you see what they're doing with NBA Live 18?
No.
This may be where I stop buying this particular game.
I haven't bought NBA Live in...
Oh, are you talking about the...
Decade.
The WNBA thing?
No. This is NBA Live. They,
I'll give you a little taste.
Yeah, this is going to be part of the game.
Now they are out on the court again, handling their business. Nick Howard looked pretty good.
This is actually in the game.
Julie looked like the comeback kid. Seems like he's completely healed from that ACL injury. I like what I saw. I was very impressed. And more importantly, I want to applaud their intellect, listening to the wisdom
just
that
stop.
I espoused.
It's enough. It's enough. No, I'm out on that. I am out.
It's in career mode, too, which is one of the modes I like playing. So, yeah, you could pretty much assume I will not be getting that.
No. Yeah, I'm out on that.
Did you see Mia Khalifa?
It's killing me on boxing. Like, there's some good fights on ESPN now. Like, the Vasily Lomachenko fight was on ESPN the other day. First of all, the Hall of Fame speeches went, like, 2 hours longer than expected, so I had to watch it on ESPN2. But Stephen A. Smith talking about boxing, like pretending that he still keeps up with boxing, is really, really tough for me. What did you say, John?
Did you see Mia Khalifa? She tweeted at one of the developers for NBA 2K.
Oh, yeah, trying to get John Wall's ratings up
to 93.
Yeah.
And he said, I think she said, I'll let you touch my boobies if you get it up to 93. And then I think he said, the ratings are more sacred than your boobies.
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. Mia Khalifa.
We've all seen them.
We know what you do. If all you're offering is a boob touch,
that's not worth 3 points.
You ain't getting much done.
Yeah.
That's like if someone has been like exploited multiple times out of millions of dollars, and then she's like, I'll give you $5 if you do that. And they're like, $5? You gave somebody $1 million. Like, no, I'm not taking that deal. Yeah. Touching your boobs. Please. I've seen you violated in the holiest of ways.
While wearing a burqa.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. D says new meaning for Groundhog Day. Yeah. You think he got caught over and over again? Just wondering. All right. One segment to go. Mercifully.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you are wanting to spend more time outdoors, but your outdoor living area isn't up to snuff, but you're thinking, man, I don't want to pay all the money it would cost to tear out my old crappy patio or pool deck and put in a new one. Well, you don't have to. The guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions have you covered with a Carvestone overlay. Carvestone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trowel hand-carved, custom-colored just for your home, so it's going to look great. It's twice as strong as concrete. and Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. If you got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up. If you want to just go functional with a concrete patio, they'll do that. You want to go big boy and get an outdoor kitchen and patio cover, they'll do that too. They help you with residential and commercial projects. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, there's too many reasons to go with this. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay instead to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery online. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From murdering instruments, now I'm trying to repent from it. But when I hear the beat, I'm tempted to make another attempt at it. I'm infinite.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Foster said he just met his financial planner who is French Canadian. Man, she's a 10. Never heard of French Canadian. Maybe I'm behind on my history. Yeah, that's like 20% of the population up there speaks French, mostly Quebec, like Montreal.
Montreal.
Yeah. And
I am not impressed with his performance.
And the flip side of that is when the French came over, the ones that eventually moved to Louisiana were initially French Canadians too. So a little history lesson there for you. Mine's not French Canadian. She's
regular old Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's Moose Canadian.
She's a hoser.
Yeah.
In fact, Quebec for years was trying to become its own country and get the hell out of Canada. All right, let's wrap this puppy up with stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said this week.
The day did not go as planned. It was just like one thing after another. It's like, okay, this ride is sucking because all the mud, so let's turn around. Oh, there goes the tire. Oh, I'm going to walk all the way. Oh, here comes the rain. And I didn't even drink that much yesterday either.
Because if you had to make that walk drunk, you'd be in trouble.
That walk was like at 9 in the morning, so that wasn't happening. But
oh, you've never been drunk at 9 a.m. before?
Well, yeah.
Was that you act like it's some, I would never.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would, but I didn't. It's a be the guinea pig and make sure we get everything right. And then once we do, it'll go out. But so far, it's not gone well. So, all right, you made it to 4:02. That's a record, ladies and gentlemen. Well,
I'm gonna get one of the interns to check something.
Yeah, go just have them check and make sure that we're not gonna die.
I don't want to die, and I also know we're gonna be doing a subpar program for the next hour if this keeps up.
Yeah, I can hear it through my headphones. I'm sure the people can hear it too, but at least the people can hear it. There's that. It never fails. Let's squeeze on a call. Let's see if Lenny's actually there.
Come here. Let's get rid of the distraction from the siren here. It sounded like we were doing some Dumb and Dumber shit.
Great.
There you go. Good call.
Yeah.
That's it. We could all bring romantic props for him as wedding gifts.
Have you never been to an Asian wedding?
No, I haven't.
You only bring cash.
Maybe if it's a fish-shaped. Could we do that?
That is so racist.
No, isn't it like, aren't there like fish all around in those little, the aquariums? I'm not being racist. I just thought
At one Asian restaurant. That's not all Asians.
Well, that's where he's getting married. I didn't pick one that he's not going.
He's getting married at
And thanks for telling everybody.
He told everybody. That's how I know.
Did you tell everybody, John?
Not on the air.
Yeah.
Kobe.
Oh, this is Kobe Bryant. I bet he's pissed.
Yeah, he should be. What's up?
Yo, hey, what's up, man? I'm trying to see why isn't Floyd Mayweather on the list.
That's Kobe the intern, isn't it?
Is that Kobe the intern?
Is this Kobe the intern?
Yeah, this is him.
Okay, get off the air.
I feel like it's been raining ever since I got home.
You know, heard Katie took a pounding last night.
Who's Katie?
Katie.
Where is she?
To the west. A little to the left.
Is there
a
video? Like, did anybody...
I'm sure there's a video on Twitter or something.
Oh, man.
Very uncomfortable with Katie jokes.
Oh,
that's right.
My bad. I'm almost certain she didn't take a pounding last night.
Now I got to text her and find out.
Yeah, hey, what were you up to last night? Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
We said
this week. Oh, good stuff.
Good week, boys.
Yeah, it was.
It was nice having a week where we could the audience could hear us. I mean, that's new.
Yeah. That's a big step for us.
Yeah. The first step towards maybe not having crappy ratings.
Yeah. And finally got that video done. I actually tweeted it out earlier today and put it on Facebook. It'll start showing up on some of the ESPN stuff soon, too. So
it looks nice. It doesn't look like it's been shot in like a, you know, 7x7 studio.
If people knew what a great job Brandon did, somehow making it look that good, considering that we're having to shoot it, because we'll eventually have a studio, but we're having to shoot it in our old studio and sharing it with all kinds of shows and stuff. And
I told him, I think you made it look a little too good, because he was like, oh, yeah, maybe I need to ask for a better looking studio. I was like, I don't know, man, that looks really good. He goes, yeah, I think I did too good of a job.
All right, A+ for Jung Lee today, A+ for AJ Hoffman. Get myself a solid C+ today, maybe a career high for me. And we will do this again on Monday. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. Yeah.